I think I think fundamentally, quite often we tend to separate the developmental space from the security space. But I would say that a lot of the conflicts we see are very much rooted in challenges on the development front. So I think debates on that in this situation, so issues like the levels of poverty, levels of unemployment, are very big factors that one must take into account when you're discussing security progress. I mean, I think that international actors have a significant role to play, but I think it must be based on the contextual factors that they witness. I think we can't see a one-size-fits-all situation where there's a framework and there's an expectation that that will work in every post-conflict situation or every conflict situation. There needs to be a reflection on historical factors around development, for instance. So, you know, a point I tried to make earlier about trying to shift away from this overwhelming focus on liberal economic reform processes and trying to look at what will sustain and drive long-term development, issues around structural transformation, issues around the development of an indigenous private sector, and issues around the role of the state in that. The fact that historically the state has always played a very important role in driving development. I think these are some key issues that the international community needs to grapple with in terms of how we think of the place of development in these situations that are affected negatively by security.